Practice Test 2, page 8. A sustainable model. As environmental concerns continue to grow, the search for new ways to reduce harm to the planet has become increasingly urgent. Rising pollution and climate change have forced societies to reconsider how they produce food and use energy. However, the challenge is to find large-scale solutions that balance human needs with environmental protection. One possible approach is the development of eco-villages, which are small communities where residents adopt an environmentally friendly lifestyle. While these villages offer an alternative model for environmental protection, their ability to be widely adopted in modern society is still uncertain. Eco-villages are built on the principle of sustainability, which means using natural resources responsibly. Sustainability ensures that people today are able to meet their needs without reducing the resources available for future generations. To achieve sustainability, eco-villages focus on two core values: self-sufficiency and conservation, says environmental journalist Mike Christensen. Eco-villages aim to lower their environmental footprint by growing organic food locally, which eliminates harmful chemicals and reduces pollution from transportation. Furthermore, many communities rely on renewable energy sources such as solar and wind power to be energy efficient. Eco-villages depend on shared responsibility to function successfully. Residents are expected to manage resources, maintain common spaces, and make decisions democratically. However, as these communities grow, disagreements often arise over how responsibilities should be divided. This can weaken the sense of community that eco-villages rely on. For example, conflicts about work schedules or resource usage can create tension between members. Successful eco-villages recognize that cooperation depends on both clear structure and the ability to adapt, says Christensen. While expanding eco-villages can help residents share resources, it can also make conflict resolution more difficult when members feel less connected to the group. According to Christensen, some communities struggle to maintain engagement over time, which can cause the eco-village itself to be unsustainable. For example, one eco-village in Oregon wanted to be fully self-sufficient, meaning they wanted to produce all of their own food and energy. However, it was forced to shut down after just 3 years. The villagers had many disagreements about their approach towards sustainability. Some members were committed to strict zero-waste policies, while others saw them as impractical, says Christensen. Over time, frustration grew and participation declined. Without a strong system to manage disagreements, the community could no longer support itself. Christensen says, an eco-village can only survive if its members feel connected and involved in making decisions together. Despite these challenges, urban planners are looking at eco-villages for inspiration in modern city design. For example, some cities have plans to build communal spaces and provide land for communities to produce food locally. While eco-villages have traditionally been small independent communities, some experts believe their core ideas can be adapted for wider use. Eco-villages demonstrate that sustainable living is possible, says Christensen. Now, the challenge is discovering how eco-village principles can be integrated into large-scale projects so that more people can benefit.